Last year, 11.3% of U.S. workers belonged to a union. That's half a percentage point lower than in 2011. Wisconsin's union membership fell to about 11% last year. That's lower than 2011, when union members made up more than 13% of the state's workforce. American Federation of Teachers Wisconsin President Brian Kennedy says the decline is because of Act 10, which limits collective bargaining and places rules on union dues.
The union can't bargain all the things they used to bargain, and membership, you know, for those who still have their base wages negotiated by a union, they don't have to pay for that. You can get something for free, wouldn't you?
Union workers do make more money on average than non-union workers. Wisconsin State AFL-CIO Secretary Treasurer Stephanie Bloomingdale says she's worried that over time, wages could go down if there are fewer union workers.
When you have less and less people with the ability to sort of speak out and say, you know, company, you're making a good profit here, all we want is the workers to have a fair share of the overall pie.
Bloomingdale says the lack of bargaining contributes to the growing wage disparity between the workers and the company owners and shareholders. Service Employees International Union Wisconsin State Council President Mike Thomas says he's concerned workers who are no longer represented by unions may have a harder time moving up from the poor working class to the middle class. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.